We live in very troubling times. There is much about which you can worry. Jesus offers us the best and perhaps only antidote to worry. Trust in God, who knows your needs and will provide for you. Take in these words as if God were addressing you personally. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore, do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things, and indeed, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today. Extraordinary words. Worry can be given up only on a daily and, when need be, on an hourly basis, when you take that leap of faith and entrust your life with all your concerns over to God. This you can do with the Spirit's help. Paul is an example of that, and he said in Philippians, do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Do not worry. Trust in God.